Hello, everybody. This is Mike Mahon, your No BS Fat Loss Coach, and today I have an incredibly powerful call lined up with you with a very special guest coming straight to you all the way from Newfoundland. Our expert tonight is the definitive pioneer in online fitness and bodybuilding and has been given top-notch, high-quality health and fitness info all the way since 1997. When it comes to transforming people's bodies online into the best shape of their life, no one comes close to our guest today. To put it plain and simple, our special guest, he talks the talk, he walks the walk, and he's literally done it all. From being an active bodybuilding competitor to sharing his passion for fitness while changing the lives of thousands of people across the globe, our guest tonight is simply the best. So if you're on the call right now and you're looking to pack on some seriously muscle mass all while burning off pounds and pounds of stubborn body fat, then you're in luck. Because our special guest has done the impossible and literally created a system that can accomplish this in as little as 21 days called 21 Day Fat Mass that we're actually going to discuss on today's call. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, put your hands together for my main muscle building man all the way from Newfoundland, Mr. Lee Hayward. What is up, Lee? Welcome to the call.
Wow, thanks, Mike. That was quite the intro. I feel very very special right now. Thanks a lot, man. Awesome.
My pleasure, Lee. I'm really glad to have you, and I'm a pretty excited guy. So to keep this ball rolling and getting the power going, can you please tell our wonderful listeners exactly how you got started in the fitness industry and what actually sparked you to create the revolutionary body transformation system 21 Day Fast Mass?
Yeah, sure. Like you mentioned in your intro there, I've been online for over a decade now, so I kind of consider myself one of the dinosaurs to the whole online bodybuilding and fitness scene. And I started my very first bodybuilding website back in 97, and that's one of the things. I actually studied computers in school, so one of my projects in school was to create a website. And of course, being a bodybuilder, I had to create a bodybuilding website, and I actually took that site live. So that's kind of how I got started there online, and it's just kind of snowballed since. I've really evolved with the websites and taking things to a higher level, and I've been able to literally reach out and help thousands of people from all over the world. And my main focus is building muscle and burning fat, like the physique transformation that bodybuilders want to do. So that's what I really focus on. And currently, I mean, there's over 100,000 hardcore loyal fans that receive my bodybuilding tips email newsletter every week, and I'm passionate about helping them out. Now, as for myself, how I got started in the whole working out muscle building game, it started back in 1990, and this was around the time when I first seen Arnold Schwarzenegger in the Conan the Barbarian movies. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think anybody can watch that movie and not get pumped up, especially, you know, 20 years ago. So once I seen that, I said, I got to build muscles like Arnold. And to help me with that goal, my parents actually got me a home gym set, and I started working out in my basement. It was actually a Christmas present. I got a home gym for Christmas, and my dad and I, we started working out together in our basement. And I basically kept with it right on through, and in my senior year of high school, I competed in my very first bodybuilding competition. That was in 1995, and I've been competing in bodybuilding pretty much every year since. And my most recent show was the 2010 Atlantic Canadian Championships, and it was through bodybuilding and regularly going through the bodybuilding contest diet that I actually came up with the whole diet cycling theory that's behind the 21 Day Fast Mass Building program.
That's awesome, Lee. You know, so you saw Conan the Barbarian, and you got you just got hyped up, which I don't blame you because Arnold was absolutely jacked in that movie. And then from there, you know, your parents got you the gym basement, and you just got rocking. So, you know, mm-hmm. that brings us into our next point. You know, how do you get started rocking and rolling? I mean, you saw Arnold; that's what pumped you up. But for everybody else who maybe hasn't seen Conan or just wants to get started, what type of mind state do you actually have to do to achieve that success? And what should you focus on when you're getting started to have this fast mass transformation like you have, Lee?
Well, I mean, to talk about the whole mindset of achieving success, be it in any endeavor, not just bodybuilding, I mean, that's a huge topic. And we could spend hours just talking about that one subject alone. But when it comes to building your ultimate body, one of the things that I really focus on and get my coaching students to do is visualize exactly what kind of physique they'd like to have. Now, I mean, as a young kid, your imagination's going wild. So it wasn't hard for me to visualize having a body like Arnold. Now, today, I'm kind of a little bit more realistic
right.
in my goals. But back then when I was young, I started working out at 12. I had no problem visualizing, hey, I'm going to look like Arnold. But even for people today, what I really encourage people to do is focus on what you want to look like. I mean, even look at celebrities or athletes or people who have a physique that you admire and look at that and even maybe cut out pictures of those people, you know, if you're flipping through magazines and stuff like that, and kind of visualize and imagine what would your life be like if you had a physique like that person. You know, how would you act? How would you dress? How much more confident would you feel? You know, how would people treat you differently if you had that body? And this whole act of visualizing and going through the details like that, I think it gets your internal creative juices flowing and you look for ways that you can achieve that goal. So once you have that ultimate goal in mind, then I usually get people to break that down into mini stepping stone goals. So let's just say you got a goal of gaining 30 pounds of lean muscle mass. I mean, that's a big goal. So let's break that down and focus on, hey, let's just gain 5 pounds first. You know, get that out of the way and then worry about, you know, gaining another 5 pounds and break it down on little stepping stones. Same thing with strength gains. You know, if somebody comes to me, say, hey, I want to bench 300 pounds and they're currently benching around 200. Well, let's worry about getting up to 2 plates per side on the bar. You know, get up to 225 first and just take it step by step. And I find that these little stepping stone goals and visualization are real critical steps to help you stay focused and motivated. So those are some things that I'd use to help get people started on the right
track.
That's
awesome. That's awesome. So basically, it's a game of inches. 1 inch, 2 inches, 3 inches, 4 inches, inch by inch, life's a cinch, yard by yard, life is hard there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
Break it down into stepping
stones. Awesome. I love it, Lee. I love it. So I actually really delve into your, you know, really sunk my teeth into your manual. And after reading it, and I've read your Blast Your Bench, and I've followed you for quite a bit of time, you know, I could say that you really have some in the trenches techniques that a lot of people don't talk about, and bodybuilders keep themselves, and the average Joe probably won't ever know. So now that we're on the call and I got you on here, do you mind sharing some of your little insider secrets from in the trenches, how to get maximum mass in minimum time?
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's what it's all about, right? It's sharing the tips and secrets here. So one of the main advantages that I find that competitive bodybuilders have over the average gym member is, besides the mindset and being focused, and I mean, just the fact that they're competing takes the whole game to another level. I mean, it's not just they're not just working out for themselves anymore. I mean, they have to actually put their physiques on display in front of a panel of judges and an auditorium of spectators. So that raises the bar, and people, I mean, you're going to bust your ass in the gym a lot harder when you know that you're putting yourself on the line versus if you're just doing it as a casual hobby and there's no real deadline, no real pressure. So just the act of competition can really raise things to another level. But as far as the actual training and nutrition go, bodybuilders have an edge because they're constantly cycling their training and nutrition programs. You know, from the off-season mass building phases to the pre-contest dieting phases. And this process of cycling your training like that actually accelerates muscle growth much faster, and it keeps you, you know, from reaching these plateaus that a lot of people make when they do the same thing over and over again. So I don't know if you want to dive into it more in detail than that.
I like that. And I think we're going to cover these questions a little bit more as the interview goes on. But I see a theme right here that you're going to hear through the rest of the call, and that's cycling. That's constantly changing to keep you from going through those plateaus. And you know, maybe you're not a competitive bodybuilder. Maybe you just want to transform your body in 21 days with the fast mass muscle building system at least developed. But one thing I think I'd like to add about it is your circle of friends, your law of five. If you have five other people around you and they're all competing and they want to add more muscle to their frame and they want to get ripped and they want to get jacked and get shredded, chances are you guys all will do better than if there was just one of you alone. So that competitive edge that sparks that fire and that gets it going. And in case you guys couldn't tell, I'm hyped up for this call. So moving and improving to the next question. And this is something that can get a little controversial. So all our listeners at home, please don't throw any rocks at me. I have a pretty hard head. But Lee can crack it through, because what we're about to talk now about is something that people just consider dangerous. I'm talking trainers, nutritionists, health experts. They all say yo-yo dieting is going to do some serious damage to your body and basically screw up your chances of having any goals. How has your experience as a competitive bodybuilder really flipped the switches on the whole yo-yo dieting is bad for you idea, Lee?
Well, you know, yo-yo dieting is, in its simplest terms, I guess, is basically going back and forth from a low-calorie diet to a high-calorie diet. Now, most people are usually very haphazard about it, and it's generally this whole state of yo-yo dieting occurs when somebody is trying to go on a fat loss diet and they're really strict for a little bit of time, and then they get off the bandwagon, they lose willpower or whatever, and they pig out. So it's a very haphazard way of going about it, and that's not exactly what we're doing here. But if you look at a competitive bodybuilder, their training cycle, you know, the off-season mass building, pre-contest dieting, in a way, that is a yo-yo diet, but it's a structured yo-yo diet. And in the 21-day fast mass building system, I actually refer to this as the anabolic amplifier effect. And it's basically the process of strategically cycling your caloric intake so that you spike your body's natural anabolic hormones and optimize the whole muscle building process. And to kind of give you an idea of how this whole calorie cycling works, let's look at the process of carb depleting and carb loading. I mean, this is a common practice that a lot of athletes in various sports do. I mean, not only bodybuilding, but it actually originated in running. You know, runners would carb deplete and carb load to have more energy for the big race. So that's where this technique came about. And how it works is basically an athlete will modify their diet for the last week before a competition by eating very low carbs for several days and then immediately change to a high carb diet the last few days before the competition. And the reason for this is the low-carb diet triggers your body to increase insulin sensitivity. It elevates the levels of digestive enzymes in your body. And then when you make that switch to the high-carb diet, your body is primed, and it can utilize those extra carbs and store it as muscle glycogen within the cells. You're literally overfilling your muscles with more glycogen than they can normally hold. And the result is athletes feel fuller, stronger, and they have more energy for their competition. Now, the anabolic amplifier effect that we use in the 21-day fast mass building system uses that same principle of depletion and loading, but it stretches it out over a broader scale, and it focuses it primarily on building lean muscle mass at a faster than normal rate.
So that's
there in a nutshell.
That's awesome. It was scientific, but it really makes sense, guys, and I really encourage you to get Lee's book if you haven't got it already as you go through the call. But, you know, the next thing I want to transition to a little bit, you know, we talked about the amplifier effect. Let's talk about another topic that is often misunderstood, and that's adaptation and muscle confusion. And in your book, you talk about what really is true muscle confusion. So can you do all our listeners a favor and help them rise above the hype and really understand true adaptation and true muscle confusion today?
Yeah, sure. I mean, to really maximize your muscle growth from your workouts, you kind of have to understand how your body responds to following a structured workout routine. Because whenever you start a new program, you can usually make fantastic progress for the first few weeks. But after that, your body starts to adjust to the new program and your results start to slow down. And eventually, you're going to reach a plateau. And this is where most of the average gym members are at. They started working out, you know, they made their great gains, and then they kind of just fall into the rut. And unfortunately for a lot of people, going to the gym now is more of a social activity than an actual muscle building activity. I mean, I'm not saying it's the worst hobby you can have. I mean, I'm sure there's better than hanging out at the local bar, but, you know, I think your time in the gym could be better spent. But the whole idea here is your body is very good at adapting to changes in the environment. So the rapid progress that people make as soon as they join the gym and start training, you know, your body quickly adapts to that, and eventually those results kind of cease. Now, you know, people kind of stick to the same routines over and over again. And when they find out about, hey, you know, I need to change things up, a lot of people think, well, maybe I'll just keep changing things up all the time, you know, never do the same workout twice. And that's the basis for the whole muscle confusion theory. And a lot of people mistakenly think that if they keep changing up the workout all the time, then they'll keep making progress all the time. But they're really neglecting one key element to this whole thing, and that's the adaptation. You know, in order for significant muscle growth to occur, you have to give your body time to adapt and grow from the program you're currently following before you just haphazardly change it to something else. So while change is good, you can't, you know, jump around the board. You have to have a structured plan in place so that your body, you know, grows, adapts, and then you can move on. Once that adaptation happens, you know, usually within a 3 to 6 week time frame is where it is for most people. Generally, the more advanced you get, the shorter the whole adaptation process takes. So, I mean, most advanced lifters will usually adapt to a program within 3 weeks, and that's when you kind of need to change things up and focus on some new muscle stimulation. So that's kind of another key reason why we have a 21-day fast mass building system, because it fits into this 3-week time frame really nice.
Well, you hit it right on the head, Leith. And I'm glad somebody finally squashed that myth, because I see trainers who don't understand this process, and, you know, and then with all the crazy marketing going wrong. And, you know, some people base their whole psychology as muscle confusion. I'm going to do a different, never do the same workout twice. But you want that adaptation, everybody. You want to take that time to grow. There's not, you know, this, what we're teaching may not be microwave success, but if you can't give your body 3 weeks to grow, then you probably shouldn't be bodybuilding, my man. That's as close to putting the food in there and waiting for the ding as you can get. And if you combine it with the specific and strategic nutritional information and the anabolic amplifier effect, you're going to get some serious results, because I've seen it with my own eyes through Lee and even through Vince Del Monte. And let me tell you, it's absolutely awesome. So since we just talked about training and we also talked about nutrition, let's talk about something that people often struggle with, each one of those topics. And that's what I like to call the all or nothing principle. Either they give it 100% or they just don't give it at all. And what advice from the real world in the trenches, competing in bodybuilding competitions and being the king of online fitness training, do you have to share with these people?
You know, the key thing that I kind of like to harp on and preach when I'm coaching people is to strive for progress and not perfection. I mean, nobody can eat and train perfectly all the time. There's always going to be times, I don't care who you are or how strict you are, there's going to be times when you mess up. I mean, everybody is going to cheat on their diet from time to time. Everybody's going to miss workouts from time to time. And it could be something that's totally out of your control. I mean, maybe you're super determined, I'm going to get to the gym, but your car is broken down and then you don't have a ride to the gym or something like that. I mean, it could be something beyond your control, not just the fact that you're lazy or whatever. So everybody's going to go through these little hiccups in their program. But the thing is, you want to focus on the big picture and think of sticking to your program most of the time. You don't have to stick to it 100%. You know, like you mentioned before, a lot of people fall into the all or nothing trap, and they say, well, if I can't do it perfect, then I'm not going to do it at all. You know, maybe you're super strict and really following a perfect diet, and then all of a sudden, you know, you fall off the bandwagon for whatever reason and you screw up on your diet for a day. You know, a lot of people say, oh, it's over with now, I blew my diet, and they go back to their old eating habits. And that's the worst thing you can do. The best thing you can do is simply just pick up the pieces and, hey, get started on the right track for your very next meal. I mean, the very worst, the very next day. I mean, don't let this whole, I guess, the roller coaster spin out of control. You need to keep it on track. And this was a tip that I actually learned from Dr. John Berardi. I'm sure you're probably familiar with him. I figure he's like a guru when it comes to nutrition. I've studied a lot of things that he teaches. And one tip that he mentioned in and it really stuck with me, is that there's virtually no difference between following a program 90% of the time and following it 100% of the time.
Wow.
So, you know, from a practical standpoint, you know, if you're going to follow a diet 90% of the time, you're going to stick to a perfect diet, you're going to virtually get the same results if you stuck to it all the time. And having that little 10% leeway factored in gives you that room for error in times when you're going to screw up. So let's just say you got the big family barbecue and get together and you're going to cheat on your diet. Or maybe, you know, like say you have something, a project at work or for students, they're studying for exams, you know, and they have the mishap where they skip a workout or whatever, just count that up as your 10% and then pick things up as soon as you get back on track. And I think that's a big thing that'll help a lot of people. You know, the whole strive for progress, not for perfection. So that when you fall off the bandwagon, just chalk it up. That's your 10% mishap leeway right there. And then pick things up when you get back on track. And that really takes a lot of the stress out of the program. You know, you don't have to be perfect. You just have to move yourself in the right direction.
Wow, I couldn't have said it better myself. You know, I'm gonna just reanalyze what Mr. Hayward just said, and basically, you know, he said, just picture momentum going. If you trip and fall, you know, think about when you were walking and you were a child. When you tripped and fell, your parents didn't say, "Hey, you're never gonna be able to walk." They said, "Just get up, you can do it. You can do it, Johnny," or you know. "You can do it, Paul." You know, they just said, get up and keep on going. And muscle building and fat loss and nutrition are nothing different than that. Just every time you fall, use that confidence inside of you. Get yourself back up. Learn from the mistake. Failure is the education. And just keep on moving. And don't make the same mistake twice. But if you do, you know, just continue to learn and try to build better habits as time goes by. And remember that 90-10 rule. And that's something. Did you cover that in your book? Because I don't remember reading that.
Yeah, I believe I did actually cover that in the book and some of the training material.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
But it's a critical it's a good mindset to have, because it takes the stress out of thinking you have to be perfect all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that's a big thing, is people get stressed out over their program, especially see it when I'm dealing with bodybuilders getting ready for a show. As they get down to the wire, they're very stressed out. And I think, you know, having that little leeway in there can make a huge difference and just make the process that much more enjoyable. I mean, you got to think of it from a long-term perspective, not this, you're not doing a sprint. You know, this is a marathon when you're building muscle. It's not a short-term game. It's a lifestyle. So I think having this stress-free approach to it, where you're moving in the right direction, but you're not freaking yourself out, just makes the whole process that much easier.
Beautiful. Well said, Lee. And now, since we're helping you de-stress and you guys are probably reclining now, you know, let's take some more stress off their shoulders. Let's let them know what the top five mistakes that almost everybody starting out does. Let's just give them the straight talk on what they need to do to avoid these top five pitfalls, and let's de-stress them some more.
Do we have to limit it to five? Jeez. There's a lot of mistakes people can make. I mean, there's so many things where you could point out where people are going wrong in that. I mean, I could go on and on, but there's a few critical ones that I'm going to cover here. And I think one of the big ones, I mean, when it comes to building a lean muscular physique, is simply not being consistent with your workouts. I mean, I see this all the time, the on and off again approach. I mean, how many people do you know, how long have you been working out? They say, well, I've been working out on and off for 5 years or 10 years or whatever the number happens to be. You know, it's just that strategy, I mean, or lack of strategy, I should say, where people have this on and off approach. And I think that is a big thing that holds people back. So a simple program that's followed consistently is much better than the most complicated training system that's followed in a half-assed fashion. So that's why I like to just keep it simple, keep it consistent, keep it to something that you can faithfully follow week after week, month after month, and stick with it. And I think that'll make a huge difference in your overall progress.
Awesome.
To another one, I mean, if we're going on with another mistake or another pitfall that a lot of people make, is not monitoring their progress. And this is one, man, oh man, I get so many emails from, you know, it might be a young guy just started training, and he'll say, hey, I've been working out for whatever, let's just say 6 months. I've only gained, you know, 15 pounds of muscle or something like that. He says, I'm not making any progress. I'm like, dude, are you listening to what you're saying? I mean, they think that the fact that they're working out, they're just going to instantly transform themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes time, yeah. Right? I mean, people are not monitoring their progress. Or they say, I'm following a routine and it's not working for me. And then I say, well, let's go over your strength gains. And then next thing you know, every single major lift has gone up over the last, you know, month or so. but they're not keeping track of it either by, you know, writing things down in a logbook and or even monitoring, you know, their changes in body weight on the scale, changes in body fat percentage. They don't have any concrete numbers to look back on. So then in their mind, when they look at their physique, I mean, every day you look at yourself in the mirror, you don't see the changes happening day by day because it's so gradual. And they think, well, I'm not making any gains. When if they actually were to measure and track their progress, they would see, hey, I actually did make some good gains. So that's a big mistake that a lot of people make as well. Well,
big critical ones. The killer. Yeah. So
what else? If you said top five, I don't know. Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah. Well, how about this? Because since these two were so powerful, why don't you give me one more? Yep. So I got a little surprise the next question. So.
All right, sure. Let's see. What's another one I could give you? I have a lot here. I mean, you know, I think probably the next one that I would go is not following a sound nutrition plan. You know, I mean, when it comes to building muscle, a lot of people think it's the workouts in the gym, and they tend to follow the seafood diet, meaning you see food, you eat food. But your diet is without a doubt one of the most critical aspects to the whole muscle building game. I mean, you can be spot on and consistent with your workouts. You can monitor your progress and all that stuff. But if you're not fueling your body properly, then you're not going to get the results you want. I mean, that's just the bottom line. And most bodybuilding enthusiasts that I deal with on a day-to-day basis, they don't have any problems going to the gym. I mean, most of the serious guys, they actually enjoy the workout. It's part of the day that they, you know, they look forward to. Hey, this is my time in the gym. It's me time. But when it comes to diet, that's when they get slack. The idea of, man, I got to eat, you know, regular meals, and I, you know, their buddies call them up and say, hey, let's go out for a few beers, go out for pizza. And it's like, you know, it's kind of hard to kind of keep that in control. So, I mean, the diet part is the real struggle that I find a lot of people have. And that's one of the things, like in the 21-day fast mass building system, this program, I would say, is 80% nutrition. Mm-hmm. You know, you do have leeway in the training, and we actually provide several different options when it comes to training. But the diet has to be followed in a structured fashion. I mean, that's what's going to make or break the program. And, I mean, it makes or breaks your success overall.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. And I'm going to add – so Lee hit you with three, so I'm going to hit you with two. And my last two correlate together. So – here's a big one that I see when people are trying to gain muscle or lose body fat that they just neglect, and that's lack of sleep. They just don't sleep enough, and because they don't sleep enough, they get that stress going. They get their cortisol levels all out of whack. They get their hormones all out of whack, and they don't see results. And they just said, you know, well, I'm working out all the time, and, you know, I'm always going to the gym. I'd ask them, well, how much are you resting? Well, oh, I don't know, 4 hours. Four hours isn't enough. You need sleep if you want to grow. You know, when you actually do the workout, ladies and gentlemen on the car, you're breaking down your muscle, and your muscle is like a house, and you want that foundation to grow. You need to feed it properly. You need to rest, and you need to wait for that adaptation. Yep, it's that A word that Lee Hayward was dropping at you earlier. It's that adaptation. Because when your body adapts from the sound sleep, the sound nutrition, and the structured workout programs, you have no choice but to build muscle and burn body fat. And you'll do it in 21 days with that fast mass system by Lee. And the number five thing that I think that just kills people from gaining muscle or dropping body fat is negative mindset. And if you listen to this call and you actually want this at the end, I'll even give it to Lee for Lee's followers if they want it. I actually developed a thing that's called the mental side of muscle building. And believe it or not, your mind-muscle connection is very important for you to gain muscle or burn body fat. If you think that you're going to be a hard gainer, guess what? You will be a hard gainer. But on the other token, if you believe that your workout is going to work for you, and as you're lifting, you're feeling your muscles growing, you're visualizing them growing, and you're getting stronger, and you have a positive self-image of how you're going to be, and you truly believe and buy into the system, and you know that the system's going to work for you, then your body is going to have no choice but to act like a missile, laser on your target, which is a better-looking body, and transform. So those are the Fab Five, or those aren't the Fab Five. Those are the five deadly pitfalls and mistakes that you may be making right now. And my advice to you is to get in contact with myself or Lee, definitely take a look at Lee's stuff and get going. So a quick recap of them. Number one, drum roll, not monitoring their progress. Number two, yeah, not following a sound nutrition plan. Number three was number three, Lee?
Not being consistent with your workouts.
Not being consistent. You're that guy or gal who I work out on and off. That's not working out, guys.
On and off.
Yeah, your workouts are not a light switch. There's only one way you need to go, and that's on and cycle it. Number four, lack of sleep, and number five, negative mindset. So let's I actually can do cartwheels. Most people don't know that. So let's talk about the flip side of this and the. And the flip side of failure, obviously, is success. So do you have any success tips that you can pass on that just will let them laser in and get to their goalie for muscle building?
Yeah, I do. I mean, obviously, I could take the easy route here and just do the opposite of what we just told them and the mistakes. But I'm going to focus on a few different things. I mean, one tip that I really like, and I kind of covered it earlier, is breaking down your goals into smaller chunks. You know, one of the main problems that I see over and over again with novice muscle building enthusiasts is that they get overwhelmed with this whole muscle building process. You know, I mean, they think it's going to take months or years before they can see any progress. And having this mentality really, you know, it's a friction. It kind of puts the brakes on, because you think, well, gee, I don't even want to get started because it's going to take so long before I can get any results. And even for folks who are working out consistently, you know, they can make progress on a very, you know, quick basis. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be a life-changing, you know, results that you're going to see, but it is going to be measurable improvements. And that comes back, you know, monitoring your progress and all that stuff. If you focus on the little inch-by-inch gains, that adds up. You know, every time you get an extra rep on a set, or every time you add an extra 5 pounds to the bar, or when you gain an extra pound of muscle, I mean, it doesn't seem much in the short term, but when you add that up over the course of several weeks, months, and then even years, boom, all of a sudden, wow, you have an impressive muscular physique, and like you can really see it over that long term, but you have to break it down into smaller chunks. And that's the whole idea. I mean, the 21-day fast mass building system, I'm not saying in 21 days you're going to go from zero to hero, but you are going to make progress in that 21 days. It's going to be visual. It's going to be measurable. So, I mean, if you're tracking, you know, your strength gains and your body composition, you are going to see improvements in your numbers within 21 days. And then what do? You do it again, and you make some more progress. I mean, it's not a quick fix. That's one thing. A lot of people get confused by the whole 21-day thing. I mean, we could even broke it down into a daily program. Heck, call it one-day muscle. I mean, because every day you have to do your routine every single day. I mean, we could break it down smaller. But the way we have this structure is a 21-day system. And that's one thing I wanted to cover, because a lot of people get hung up on the whole 21-day thing. But it's just the way we cycle it. But it's not that it ends in 21 days. You repeat it again and keep going for as many cycles as you need to reach your fitness goals.
And the one thing I want to add to that too, when you actually read the 21-day fast mass, Lee actually has a 12-month plan out for you of how to cycle in these 21-day things. So you don't even have to think. It's just handed to you on a silver platter. So every 21 days, you can stay consistent. You can break down those goals into stronger chunks, or into smaller chunks, and you can and you can get that extra rep. You can gain the extra pound of muscle, and you can get that muscular physique. So that was not a shameless plug. That was just applying the knowledge that Lee shared with you and helping you get there better. So any other success tips, Lee?
Yeah, sure. I mean, like we mentioned earlier, I'm going to just expand on it again. Smaller training cycles. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to get into the idea of a lot of people, they do their workout and they stick to that workout forever. I mean, they don't even have a cycle. They just do their workout routine. And unfortunately, I know a lot of people who get caught in this rut, I mean, doing the same thing over and over again. You have to be attuned to your progress and actually cycle your training. And that's one thing that will keep you on the edge towards making lean muscle gains rather than getting stuck in plateaus. So again, focusing on smaller, shorter training cycles. It's mentally easier. Like if I gave you a 3-month program versus a 21-day program, it's easier mentally to swallow the idea, hey, I'm going to follow this for 21 days versus I give you, you know, a 3-month program or a 90-day program. That's a bit harder to digest. You're like, well, you know, I got a lot of time to commit to this. Breaking things down into smaller, you know, more digestible chunks makes it a lot easier to stick with. Another tip, and this one goes back to the competitive bodybuilders, is cycling your calories. We mentioned cycling your training, but cycling your nutrition is like the hidden gem that a lot of people just don't focus on. Most people eat to satisfy their hunger. That's their, you know, that's their primary thing. But if you can get a structured nutrition cycle in place, you can really optimize the lean muscle gains. So, I mean, the things comes back to the bodybuilders, you know, with the anabolic amplifier effect and regularly going through low-calorie depletion phases and high-calorie overload phases, you can make these, like, two steps forward, one step back approach. That's the way the whole anabolic amplifier effect works. And you can maximize your gains through your nutrition in addition to your training. Another thing that I can say is matching your workouts with the diet. And this is a mistake that a lot of people kind of screw up on, because if you're pushing yourself hard in the gym, then it makes sense to have a nutrition plan that's going to match the intensity of your training. So very often when I'm following a cycle program like this, when I'm eating big, I like to lift big, you know, match the workout with the diet. When I'm eating lighter, I like to train lighter. And I find that cycling your workouts like this, so during the depletion fat loss phases, I kind of do more conditioning style workouts. During the heavy, high calorie overload phases, I'm going to do more mass and power training workouts. And that really complements well. And your training works well with that. I mean, if you got more food in your system, you feel bigger, you feel stronger. And then vice versa, when you're eating lighter, you actually feel more agile and you can probably do more conditioning style workouts better. You don't feel heavy and sluggish like you probably will when you're eating high calories.
That's beautiful. So I guess you could say a common mistake. I've seen this in Southern California. I don't know if people are this crazy in Newfoundland, but in SoCal, though, people say, I'm going to get big and ripped. I'm going to do this routine that's just going to be jacked, and I'm not going to eat the Atkins diet. No carbs for me.
that's the crash diet approach almost. You know, I'm going to the low carb. You know, I'm not saying there's without merit to low carbs, but there's no quick fixes. Let's put
right,
it that way.
Right. You know, I think I'll make this the fifth tip for success.
Sure.
And just get started. You can read Lee's stuff. You can read my stuff. You can read Vince's stuff. You can read anybody's stuff on fat loss or muscle building. And if you don't make the transition from the textbook or the website or the ebook or the blog to the weight room or to the kitchen, then nothing's going to happen. You know, you can visualize muscle all you want, but it's not going to grow without work. You know, just like with prayer. Prayer, you need to pray, and then you need to take action on that so then you can make it go. I used to have a success coach named Pete Siegel. Rest in peace. He's dead now, but he always taught me. He said, Mike, you know, when you pray, man, wear a hard hat and then get to work. It's life is construction. You gotta build it, and you gotta get moving. And here's something to add with that. If you don't move your feet, you can't eat. And for this particular goal is. You know, you guys just need to get started and get moving. So hopefully this call has lit that fire under your butt, because Lee's the man. He absolutely knows his stuff. Like I said before, he talks the talk, he walks the walk, and he can get you absolutely transformed into the body you want. So with that being said, I just want to thank you, Lee, for taking time out of your busy schedule. You know, you guys... It's almost 10 p.m. in Newfoundland right now. I'm lucky it's 5-something in SoCal, but he's up right now taking time away from his normal life to speak to you. So show him some love by taking advantage of his products and services. So, you know, Lee, why don't you tell a little bit about some of your products and services and the best way they can contact you?
For sure. I mean, the best way that anybody can contact me is directly through my website. I mean, it's just leehayward.com. And for those who don't know how to spell it, it's leehayward.com. And that's my blog. That's my home base where I'm sharing what I'm up to and all that stuff. I'm sharing my latest tips and tricks and share a lot of my own personal workouts as well. So that's the home base right there, leehayward.com. And as far as programs, I mean, I've created a lot of different programs over the years. A lot of them were specialization programs. Like I have a bench press specialization one called Blast Your Bench. And I believe, Mike, we were chatting earlier. You said that you actually followed that one back in the day and made some great gains with it.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, and I have an arm specialization program, Blast Your Biceps. I have, you know, bodybuilding competition training guides, because that's my passion, is competitive bodybuilding. So again, all that stuff is available on my website, leehayward.com. But the key program, I guess my new flagship program that I'm really proud of, is the 21-day fast mass building system. And it's the most complete system that I ever put together. And for this one, I guess I should kind of share a story here, because we mentioned a friend of ours a few times during the call, Vince Delmonte. And how this program came about is I was sharing this with Vince. We were actually down in Vegas last September for the Mr. Olympia competition. We went down to check out the Olympia and the Expo and all that. And just being around the whole environment really sparked Vince's interest to get on stage again and compete. He's a competitive fitness model. And he was saying, you know, in order to compete again, he's going to have to pack on some muscle. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't see any more muscle in the world than you do at the Mr. Olympia competition.
No, sir.
Right?
So, yeah.
You know, it's motivating. I mean, I don't think anybody can go there and not get motivated to hit the gym. So anyway, we were, you know, shooting the breeze and stuff like that. And he was looking for a strategy where he could really pack on some good lean mass in the off season and then get ready for the 2011 fitness model competitions. And this is where I basically shared this whole system with him. I mean, we never even had the program created. I mean, it was just a system that I had like in my scribbled on note paper and things like that, and in training logbooks that I shared with some of my personal coaching students. And I shared it with Vince, and he was blown away by the theory behind it, the whole calorie cycling and training cycling. And he actually put it to use and got up to his top weight ever. I mean, he maxed out, I believe it was 227, which was his biggest and strongest weight ever. And I mean, that's pretty big, you know, to be 227 pounds of lean muscular mass. Mm-hmm. And so that was his off-season training base. And then he transitioned into, you know, pure pre-contest fat loss. And actually, just a few weeks ago, he competed at the WBFF Fitness Model Championships, and he actually won his pro card.
I was just going to say that. Brian Canani told me that today.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so the 21-day fast mass building system is what basically helped him pack on the muscle mass needed in order for him to take his physique to the next level. So then when he dieted down, he had that new muscle mass, and I mean, heck, it worked out well for him. I mean, guy turned pro. Mm-hmm. So it's quite the success story. And he was a major contributor, because we used a lot of his personal results from following the program and his success to create it. So, like I said, I'm proud of him. I mean, it just goes to show how effective the program
is.
That's
awesome. And I'll give this endorsement. 21-day Fast Mass, the only program that can turn you from an average Joe into a bodybuilding pro. And Vince Del Monte, Skinny Vinny, is living proof.
Yep.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Very coolly, very coolly. So any final words or shout outs before we end this call?
I mean, I just want to thank you for having me on. I mean, it's a fun call, and I enjoyed it. And hopefully now we got some good tips and tricks out there that the listeners can really take some action and apply. I mean, there was some valuable stuff here, some stuff that people can actually use and start applying ASAP.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Very great, awesomely. So I guess I'll end this with everybody. I want to thank you once again, Lee, for being on the call. And I want to thank all the listeners right now to this for tuning in to me, your no BS fat loss extraordinary trainer, Mr. Mike Mahon, because you could have been anywhere else in the world right now, but you were here with me today, and I appreciate that. So from myself and Mr. Lee Hayward, Good night from Newfoundland. Good night from Southern California. And we will see you guys on the other side. Bye for now.